Travel could become difficult across parts of Ohio this weekend as winter storm watch takes effect. The National Weather Service says begins Saturday at 7 p.m., continuing through 1 p.m. Monday. Heavy snow is possible with accumulations exceeding 6 inches. The heaviest snow expected Sunday with sub-zero wind chills Saturday night and again Sunday night. The watch includes Stark, Carroll, Columbiana, Mahoning, Portage, Summit, and Tuscarawas counties. A request to replat 40 acres in Alliance's Washington Hills subdivision has been approved by City Council. Tuesday's move will split the property. Developer Rich Costin of North Canton-based Lemon Development said it's not a final plan and promises further review before any new homes are built. Residents expressed worries about potential new housing, traffic congestion, and flooding in the area, which already has at least 70 single-family homes. City of Alliance reported major wins in economic development and public services in 2025. Mayor Andrew Grove said in his annual report, 19 new businesses opened last year, creating more than 620 jobs, generating additional tax revenue, and contributing to population growth. The city also completed several residential and commercial demolitions and invested in parks, recreation, and education, including partnerships with the University of Mount Union and Alliance Schools. Financially, the city remains strong with a general fund balance of $5.1 million, utility funds above $5 million, and continued fiscal stability. Additional grants totaling more than $619,000 supported public services and community projects, while infrastructure improvements included roadway resurfacing, water and gas line upgrades, and downtown development. Former State Representative Thomas West seeking to return to the Ohio Senate. The Democrat filed candidacy petitions at the Starr County Board of Elections Tuesday to challenge Republican Jane Timken. She was appointed to the 29th District seat in January 2025 after the passing of Kirk Schuring. West, the president of the Greater Starr County Urban League, said he decided to run on the 7th anniversary of his mother's passing. New trial dates set for two Canton police officers accused in the 2024 death of Frank Tyson. Officers Bo Shonegi and Camden Birch have pleaded not guilty to third-degree felony reckless homicide charges tied to Tyson's death while in custody. Judge James Kimbler postponed the trial from January 26th to April 20th after the special prosecutor requested a delay due to a scheduling conflict. Defense attorneys and Tyson's family did not object. Pretrial hearing scheduled for April 7th in Starr County Common Pleas Court. State officials are supervising the relocation of all residents at the House of Loretto Nursing Home in Canton. As of Wednesday, 4 residents remained at the Harvard Avenue Northwest facility. 8 were moved Monday. The last residents are expected to be relocated by Sunday. Investigators alleged unmonitored kidney issues, improper medication records, and poor wound care. The Harry Group, which took over the facility last year, declined to comment. Court orders require the facility to stop taking new residents and comply with state and federal laws. Case involving an alleged threat against Latonia High School is moving to the Columbiana County Grand Jury. 36-year-old Aaron McGuire of Latonia waived her right to a preliminary hearing Wednesday in municipal court. She faces a charge of making terroristic threats. Police say McGuire told 2 students outside the school January 13th she was going to blow up the building. The threat reportedly stemmed from anger over recent school bus route changes. McGuire could face up to 11 years in prison. Man pleads guilty to several drug charges and faces mandatory prison time on Tuesday. 33-year-old Shamar Antoine of Akron entered guilty pleas in Portage County Common Pleas Court to aggravated trafficking and possession of meth, criminal tools, and receipt of drug proceeds. The case began in April 2025 when sheriff's deputies stopped Antoine during a traffic stop and found about 100 pills. A vehicle search uncovered more than 100 grams of meth, marijuana, THC cartridges, digital scale, $200 in cash, and a loaded handgun. A year-long human trafficking investigation in Mahoning County has ended with guilty pleas and probationary sentences for 3 women. Prosecutors say they operated illegal massage parlors in Beaver and Springfield townships. All 3 entered pleas Wednesday in Mahoning County Common Pleas Court. 54-year-old Aishin Cheng of Virginia received 5 years probation after pleading guilty to felony conspiracy, promoting prostitution, and money laundering. 52-year-old Jinzi Gong of Poland and 55-year-old Man Young Yo of New York were each sentenced to 1 year of probation on misdemeanor charges. The women were warned their convictions could lead to deportation. A woman charged after a toddler overdosed on methadone has been sentenced to 3 years of probation. 32-year-old Abigail McGee of Niles pleaded guilty in November to endangering children. Wednesday, she told Trumbull County Common Pleas Judge Cynthia Westcott Rice she's been working to taper off methadone. As part of her probation, McGee must complete all phases of the women's therapeutic docket.